Cam, the boy screamed. Cam, where are you? Oh God, no, it was Cherie. The Ta'apiani were after her. His heart was breaking. It was breaking into bits, bleeding into the soil, hearing her screams, and he was helpless, helpless, helpless. Oh God, make me wake up. Please make me wake up. Then whoosh, Cam was out of the woods, he seemed, making love with Cherie somewhere. He didn't know where, didn't care. The feeling was so intense, he thought Cherie was going to pass out. Oh God, he thought, oh Jesus, oh God, this is mind-fucking beautiful. He was inside of her, he was kissing her, he was wrapped around her. But here was the weird part. She seemed to be suspended in midair. He surrendered to the sensations, gave himself over to the ecstatic impulses, only to be aware that there was someone else in this scene. Oh, fuck me now, it's Fabio. He, Cher, and Fabio were doing it somewhere in space. Oh no, they were twirling in the air in front of Cherie's home. Yep, that's it. Him, Cherie, and Fabio. He was inside of Cher, his cock was thrust deep, moving in and out. Fabio was inside of him like a ghost or something, making him feel all shivery inside. Fuck. He lurched awake, lying in his double bed with the stiffest hard-on he'd ever had. Oh, hell, he groaned. He ran his hand over his face. When he brought his hand away, it was smeared with blood. Shit. Fuck. He bolted out of bed and raced to the bathroom. Looking in the mirror, he barely recognized himself. His face was covered with scrapes and scratches like he actually had been dragged through the woods. He examined the rest of his body. Same old, same old. There were no new abrasions or scrapes anywhere. Huh. This is weird. Why just the face? Why the face at all? He gingerly tapped a vicious tear in his lip and a big bruise on his cheek. Fuck! He slammed his fist into the wall. And he was stiff as iron, aroused like you wouldn't believe. How surreal could his life get? Apparently, there was no end to the insanity he could experience. His life was now a Barnum and Bailey circus act on peyote or mescaline. No, wait, it was more like the purest LSD trip he'd had when he was 18. Yeah, that had been one warp-the-walls kind of trip. His life had taken on that kind of bizarreness for sure. Maybe he should have thought twice about all that substance abuse in his past. Maybe all the brain-altering he had done had jogged a few screws loose. He glanced at the gashes in the door, made by this supposed star dreamling. They gave off a constant glow like a strange little nightlight. Is this your doing? He asked the door. Why don't you just leave me the fuck alone?
That was fun.